You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Because that would, mind you, we record most things off air, but
wouldn't be the first.
So we were going to have. I won't say that now, because we've just discussed it off air. So we'll just cover a few things first, Don, as we normally do. And Ivan, you there, Don?
Yep.
I see you ripping. I'm going to post. I'm going to post on my. On the Ridge Smarter Sam podcast or the app.
What?
Your notes from last week. This is why I have trouble. This is why we have trouble down here at this podcast. These I'm holding up. I'll post these next week.
What do you mean post?
Well, I'll put on my Instagram and my Twitter feed, my accounts. I'm Original Smarter Sam on one and Ridge Smarter Sam on the other. I'm going to put a picture up of the notes you bought in last week, and I'm holding it up there. And no
Why
one can,
would you do that?
To show no, how much prep...
You're just trying to make out that I'm an idiot. You take great delight in putting people down.
Don, I'm not trying to make out...
No, you are. Yeah.
I'm not trying to make out you're an idiot, Don.
I think I'll do a Rex Hunt here and walk off.
I'm not trying to make out you're an idiot. I'm trying to show people the amount of preparation you do. You listening?
Yes, I'm.
The amount of preparation I do, you do, for the podcast.
I do a
I'm
lot.
Not trying to make you out you're an idiot. I think you're quite capable of doing that yourself. I'm not doing it. And apropos to that, so I'm going to post that. I'm just telling you now.
What is it? What are you going to put
that
in?
That is your notes from
Give
last...
Give me a little, what is the headline?
The headline is, if you can read it, China lays blame on Australia for something, I don't know. And
what did I...
And it's an inch by an inch square.
Postage
and you
stamp.
Said, I said, have you got any topics? And you said, yes, I've got one here. And you had to peer at it. I'm going to post it to show what we're dealing with.
Well,
and,
I've got notes this morning.
Do you want me to start? Hang on. You've just ripped them out of the paper now, haven't you?
I've read them on
you've
the way.
You've just ripped them out.
No, I have read them on
Ivan,
the way.
Did he rip it out of the paper as we...
Yeah,
I looked at them whilst I was having coffee.
So this is why the doctor, like not Dr. Who? Nicole, not doctor. I've got to speak about Dr. Nicole in a minute. Don, you rang her apparently.
I did.
Oh, why did you ring her, Don?
Because to get confirmation... about the medical situation, just shut up, about the dire straits that could be happening in...
What, Mark Knopfler? Is he coming out?
Anyway...
Take her to the Mark Knopfler concert. Take her to Dire Straits. She'll like that.
Do you think she'd be into Dire Straits?
My word.
I went to Dire Straits. They were very good when they came out.
They would
out.
Be.
MCG. I went. Years
ago. We'll take Nicole, Dr. Nicole to Dire Straits if they're coming
She's
out.
She's too young. She wouldn't remember Dire Straits.
Oh, you've asked her how old she is, have you?
No, I just assumed.
What? Well, why did you assume that?
Well, she looks very young.
Incidentally, speaking of people who look very young, I saw Tiffany Cherry at the lights again. And she put the window down. She was in a car. And she said, we said it at the same time. I said, this is deja vu.
I thought she had a sunroof in the car.
Yeah, what do you think? She stuck her head
Yeah, that's what I thought the
no,
first
Don,
time
she was
you made
driving
contact.
The car.
I thought she had a sunroof and she just put the head up.
Oh, what? She's at the light. She stood up in the driving position of the car.
Yes, and yelled out, Johnny.
No, she had electric windows in the very smart SUV she was driving.
Oh.
And she had wound it, pushed the button, and went.
Heard it go.
Yeah, you can hear them. They go. And I've got the old...
You wouldn't have heard that over the Mustang.
I got the old dunger. And I said, this is deja vu. And she said, how's Don? I said, he's well. And she's going well with the golf promotion. She was on a...
Remember.
She's on, thank you, Ivan. Remember she's the golf... women's golf advocate.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so you...
So how's that going? Is it good?
she said it's going well, and that's why you said you thought she was reasonably young when we did the promo here in front of the Smarter Sam thing.
Hang on, you almost undressed her. Hang on, who are we talking about? Nicole Yap or Tiffany Cherry?
Well, you said you didn't. You thought Dr. Nicole was fairly young.
Yes,
because you'd seen her.
Yes, she looks very young.
Yes, and then I said. And you thought Tiffany Cherry looked very young because when she was here, you manhandled her to within an inch of her life.
And if she
had been not receptive to you just being a bit fooling around, we'd be
in, I could have been
we'd
up
be,
for
we'd
something?
Be in the industrial claims tribunal for sexual harassment.
And manhandling.
Person handling. Well, no, you're a man. I think you're a man. Now, so Don... I'm all over the shop here, but Dr. Nicole she's the key speaker, listen to this, she's the key speaker at a seminar down at the, it's International Women's Day, and she is the key line speaker at a she shed. You know you have a man shed. A man shed.
Yeah, they're in the suburbs.
A man shed.
They make toys and have a drink and whatever
else.
Yeah,
you go out the back and pull your dick and drink grog. Well, they've got a she shed, and it's at the. It seems an unusual place to have it at the International Women's Day, but it's at the Pig and Whistle.
And where is the Pig and Whistle?
It's down on the Mornington Peninsula.
Up at Red Hill. Red Hill.
Well, I haven't got.
Are you the guest speaker?
No, she's the headline speaker at the International Women's Day, and it's a day to empower women. Don,
is that
well?
Today?
Do you think she'll get up?
No, Ivan says, "Is it today?" Thank you, Ivan. I'm going to tell you when it is. It's on March the 6th, Sunday. This coming Sunday, March the 6th.
Do you think she'll get up and address why the honorary doctorates? There were more men. Awarded honorary doctorates at the Melbourne University than what there were women. There wasn't an equal quota of women to men.
So this is the problem in society that we live in, Don. Everyone now wants a quota system where if you're not qualified, just because you are of a certain gender or a certain skin colour, you have to get the nod over people who are more qualified, and this is where it's headed. You want to be selected on merit, not on your gender, whether you're a man or a woman, or your skin colour. And this is how the woke society is entrenching themselves and making things worse for the professional person, whether you're a man or a woman, or a whatever colour skin you've got, because there's a quota system, and it's bullshit.
Yeah, well done. And over the last 2 weeks, Don. I was involved in two things. One was a committee, and the hand went up. We haven't got enough representation of women on this particular committee. So tokenism again, or we've got to put another woman on.
It comes back to your ability. If that's what I just said. If all the women are more qualified,
let me finish this one too.
Oh, thank you.
They had male and female. The male was better qualified than the female, yet the female got the job over the male.
Now,
if you're in business... How stupid is that?
You're just repeating yourself. We just said that, Don.
I'm giving you actual examples of it happening. If you're in business, why do this quota thing? It's obviously not your business. Otherwise, you'd be going down the gurgle. If it was your own business, you'd be employing the best, no matter what it is, male or female.
Of course, Don. But we're getting bludgeoned. Beaten around the head by the wokeness of inclusion, diversity, equity, equality, all that. And this is not slanted one way or the other. If the people who to fill the applicants are better because they're women or they're people of colour, let's just that's who should get the job. So Don, Dr. Nicole is speaking at the Pig and Whistle. As I say, it seems an unusual place to have it, if International Women's Day, pig and whistle.
Why?
Oh, you're whistling at the pigs. It's just
it's a name, you idiot.
Of course it's a
it's
name.
Like tractor by, they got one up there, Tractor by the Sea or something. Yeah. What a
ten,
name.
Ten minutes by Tractor.
Oh, you boys have been there. 10 minutes.
No, Don, what? Tractor by the Sea, was
oh,
it?
Oh, I don't know. That's you a idiot. Stupid bloody name. What is it, 10
you
minutes?
You should know. It's down the old way.
Yeah, I know it is. Because
the bloke who owns it had to get on his tractor to go down to check his vines or his vineyard, and it was 10 minutes by tractor, or it was half an hour if you walk.
Why has he named his restaurant that?
Oh, it's copper.
Well, we're talking about it.
Why have you named the pig and whistle the pig and whistle? Do you think pigs go and whistle in the bar, do you?
What about that Arilla? We have
enough women down there.
Have you called into that other restaurant on your way to golf?
Speaking of restaurants, which we weren't. Yeah, what?
Arilla. What on the right, you know, as you come to Boneau Road, you're playing at the National.
Yeah, no, I'm going down to play golf, not down to eat at the restaurant.
Well, you've got to eat substance to...
sustenance.
To keep yourself going.
So you've got to eat substance.
Okay, smart ass.
You've got to eat substance. You've got to have sustenance,
you've got that,
Don.
You've got that restaurant on the right called Arilla.
Gorilla? You could call,
no, Arilla. Oh, A... Right. R-I-double-L-A.
Maybe the gorilla are a adjunct of the pig and whistle.
And just up the road, I found another place for you. Are you cooking or buying your meals now?
I'm not doing anything, Don. I don't know how we've got
onto
this.
Well, you're buying these pre-cooked meals.
About Dr. Nicole being the headline speaker at International Women's Day.
But we're talking about Red Hill and Boneau and down on the morning to Peninsula. And I'm just giving you another one.
It's on Sunday, March the 6th. And I'm going to give you the number. And
why? I'm not going.
I'm going. When I say I'm going to, not you. I'm talking generally. I'm going to. If you want to book and go in here, Dr. Nicole.
Is she running this herself, or is she?
No, it's the International Women's Day running it, and they're going to have a. It says here. You think I'm making this up? They're going to have a sing along. In the, I presume.
You could get. You would be a. What about you doing Frank Sinatra?
I wonder if men can go.
What do you come on? You and Isaac Appel is the accompanist on the piano, and you singing.
I sounded like the pig then, didn't I? So there's a sing along happening, and Dr. Nicole is the keynote speaker, and there's entertainment and for kids, and it's a very big thing to empower women in society, Don, so that they don't get jobs necessarily on the quota system; they get them on their merit. Or we do too.
Well, I hope they address that what so happened at the Melbourne jobs. University. Men those the doctorates, I think it's so unfair that so many men got
and
doctorates.
Here's the number.
For what?
The phone number.
For what?
If you want to ring
Yap.
Up. If what?
Nicole Yap's phone
you
number.
Said Nicole Flapp. You said Nicole.
I said Yap, you
Her
idiot.
Her name is Dr. Nicole
Yap.
This is the not. This is not the doctor's number.
It
this
is.
What?
She's running this.
This is not her number. This it would.
She's going bad in surgery.
You're the
she?
Only person that's got it. You're the only
she's
person.
She hasn't got enough clients.
You're the only person.
She's
got
diversifying.
Don, it seems strange. You're the only person that's got a phone number. I haven't even got a phone number.
Well, how did I get it off you?
Because I got it from her clinic. Now, Don. Here's the phone number if you want to attend the International Women's Day at the Pig and Whistle. Pig and Whistle.
Is Alan Seal going?
Alan Seal, Lace Bugs, Moths, Silverfish and Spiders. So if you... Do you remember Alan Seal?
Yes. Yeah.
Not Kevin Hines.
What about Kevin Hines?
He did So What?
Yeah, I know. Potting Iris and... What did he say?
Hello.
How did he sign off? How did he...
He said, cheerio.
Yeah, that's...
He said, hello, everyone. Tonight I'm going to pot iris. That got our attention. I sat up, bolt upright when he said that. And plant rose up against the wall. And I think they took it off after that. So, this is her number. This is not Dr. Nicole's number. This is the number for the pig and, not the pig and whistle. This is the number for the, to book in for the International Women's Day at the Pig and Whistle. You have to find the address. Just type it in the Google machine. And the number is 59896130. I repeat.
03.
Why are we doing
because
this?
Because we go interstate. There might someone in Perth might say, oh.
Might fly over for the
with
pig and
COVID
whistle.
And absolutely. Do 14
fly
days.
Over for the pig and whistle sing along.
Well, to listen to you though, Bill Wood.
I'm
flying
not going
from
to
everywhere.
The fucking thing, Don. It's for it, so it's 5 0 3. 59896130. Now, that's enough.
You could drive that Lamborghini thing.
I said I was going to ring the doctor on air, but we've got lots of... Let's see if we can get to a couple of topics today before we finish off. So that's that. So we've got the doctor, Nicole, out of the way, Don. You've obviously spoken to her personally.
I did.
Yeah, and she's a bit... why?
Because I wanted to check up about the medical situation, the crisis that is going to happen in Victoria right now.
What a pathetic...
No, see, you don't... All you think about, you don't realise there are other issues in this world going on. I found out from a source...
I've noticed your other issues, Don. I've noticed the issues that you're interested in on this 1-inch by 1-inch square piece of paper. What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hang on. Don, that's a large person. What is that large person doing in the paper?
Playing footy.
What? Where?